great. That was a great presentation. So thanks to Sam and Peter for setting this up, and Basilica for hosting us. This has been great. But just wanted to let you know that Scenic Hudson is certainly involved. We've been working with the Valley Alliance pretty closely and a lot of other organizations and citizens in the area as well. And we agree, again, that a better solution is out there, and that nothing presented here is good enough for the community. That there are other options that we need to be exploring. We're going to be looking to speak with Department of State and other agencies in the next coming weeks to see what support we can get from them as well. So we're working hard on this with our partners here in the community. As you know, there's, as Sam and Peter stated, that there's plenty at stake here. Is the fact that running trucks down this causeway, as they call it, or abandoned railroad grade, next to potentially mixed-use development and recreational areas just doesn't work. So there's plenty at stake here, and glad to see so many faces here, and obviously we couldn't have done this without you. We still need a lot more support, so we look forward to working with everybody in the future. So
I was going to mention...
So if I can just make one quick plug, in case anybody's interested, I've got a sign-up sheet here. It's got our Scenic Hudson logo on it. And we send out an email about once every 4 months to just let everybody in the community know what other grassroots communities and citizens are dealing with in other communities around the Hudson Valley. So like I said, one email every 4 months, just letting you know how other communities are dealing with possibly similar problems as well up and down the Hudson Valley. So, thank you.
Great, and I encourage everybody to sign that. It's right here.
A couple more points. We'd like to acknowledge the efforts of the South Bay Task Force. Tim O'Connor and some other folks, I think Jennifer Arnschool is involved. They've been doing quite a bit of work on the specific water quality and biological issues in South Bay, the flora, the fauna, the critters. And they have been working towards pushing the Army Corps of Engineers to come into South Bay and do a comprehensive study of whatever pollution might be in that bay. One of the issues we have with the present draft plan is that it proposes that the cement manufacturer Holcim give most of South Bay to the city. Well, we think it doesn't make any sense to even begin that conversation until you know what's in the bay. There's considerable concern that there are some deposits of toxic materials, particularly in the northern section of the bay. That has to be fully explored before in getting involved in any kind of conversation. So we'd like to acknowledge the efforts of those folks. They've been doing a really good job. They have a website you can visit, and there's some wonderful, wonderful imagery there of the flora and fauna of the bay. It's quite beautiful in there. Don't ask me how they got in there. That's a secret. Also like to mention, the village of Athens has a stake in this. Athens, as you're aware, is directly across the water from us. They have an established LWRP plan in place. And when our LWRP first came up for comment, they did file significant comments. As you're aware, if you've been down to the water in the evening, sound travels like crazy. You can hear dogs barking in Athens. You can hear the fire whistle blow. You can hear children crying. So if there were to be a significant industrial operation on our side of the river, it's going to impact them, and they have a legitimate stake in the outcome. And we're hoping that Department of State takes the concerns of Athens very seriously.